The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Rosh Kollel at the Beis Havad Halacha Kollel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, brings down the very famous statement of Rava. Amalei Rava, onasu ve'onas rachmana patre. The person acted without any negligence, and one that doesn't avera without any negligence at all, the Torah patred such a person from being responsible for his actions. The Gemara brings the pasuk. A lady that was done and something was done against her will, so nothing happens to her. Nothing. She doesn't get any punishment for the act. Maybe you'll say that it's different because over there the issue at hand is an oinish of misa. That's not. And they bring from our mishnah nidrei oinsin nidiru chaver sheyichel etzel v'cholahu or shechol benoy shik benar re'elu nidrei oinsin, and the neder is mutter. We see that even in the Dharim, that a person that was unable to perform his neder, to do what he had promised, what he had sworn to do, machmas and oinis, we say that the neder is hutar in this case, and an oinis is not considered to be his responsibility, is not considered to be his fault. And that which he did in Mekayim Isnai, else an oinis, he doesn't mafsid, he doesn't lose out on his schuyas. It would be a good makim to go into the various places that we find in Shas and in Paiskim, the Indian of an oinus, one that acts up in oinus, one that in avera ba oinus, exactly how we're misyachas to it in halacha. That is the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kufpei Hei, Siv Dalid, discussing over there a lady who is a Nida, and Bishas, not Vesta, at a time that it wasn't expected for her to see Dam, and she sees Dam. So the Maram Rottenberg, which is brought down the Halacha in the Ramah, Kufpei Hei Dalid, says Mshim Shishloi B'Shas Vesta, Motza Achar Atashmish Dam. If they found Dam, a filo if it was found, and it's Pashit that it was there, B'Shas Maisa, it's called an Oinus. It's called an Oinus, and the Lashon of the Ramah, the Ein Sarach Kapara, Loi Hu V'Loi Hi. This is the famous statement that seemingly not only is it oinus rachmana patre to the extent that we don't consider it their fault, but that they don't even require kapara. It doesn't even create a pegam in their nefesh, the avera that was done. And the Maram Rattenberg brings this down. It's brought in the Mordechai, it's brought in the Rosh, and like we said, the Ramah, the Levosh, the Balatani, the Graz, and all the Paiskim bring this lalocha. And lalocha we take on that ain't sarech kapara, the panim iris. In Chelik Beis, Vimem Aleph, in Chelik Gimel, Simen Yutas, this is brought also in the Pisrei Tshuva and Simen Choftas, which over there is talking about the Inyanei Treifus, Paskins like this, Lalacha. He's talking over there, a situation, the Palmiris, about a person who had eaten chicken, and they found afterward one of the Yudches Treifus, they found a Treifa, which is of the type of Treifus that we're not, that's not the derech for us to check for. We don't check when we check for treifas. We don't check, obviously, all of the innards of the animal. We only check that which is expected to have a problem or a possible problem, but we don't check things that we have a chazak on and a roiv on, that there's not problems. And over there, the situation was somebody had eaten a chicken, and he found afterward that it had taka, had one of the yudches treifas. And over there, the Palmiris Paskins that he's an oinus, he doesn't require kapara bechlal. He doesn't, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim to find Aleph from a Beis about somebody that shechted a korban, and they found out that it was a treif afterward. And it says over there that he's pater from a chatis, which shows that there's no responsibility, there's no necessity for a kapara, and it's beferish. He mata treif a beseiser pater mikorben chatis. That's the lashon of the Panamiris. And he says a raya brura she'ain lahashiv alav, and can't argue on this raya. The Pisrei Tshuva brings this lalacha. So we take on that a person who acted with an oinus, he did an avera by oinus, doesn't require kapara bechlal. The Chalkes Yankiv, Rabbi Breish, from was asked the Shailan Archayin Simitazayin about somebody that bought tefillin from Mumcha, from a tremendous Mumcha, and after a long period of time, to his tsar and dismay, he found that the tefillin were takapasal. So the question was, is he called a shoygig? And a shoygig, there is an aspect of negligence in a shoygig, obviously, like we see he needs to go to Galus, etc. And does he require tshuva? Or do we say he's an oinus? And we know that the loch of an oinus is he doesn't need kapara. And the Chalkes Yankiv writes that in our case, the tefillin were bought by a person who was muchzik b'kashrus, and therefore you did what you were supposed to do. Kanira, the person, the mumcha, the sofer, had checked it beforehand, and obviously you did what you were supposed to do, and that would pater you from a requirement of kapara. And he says it's mavur, like we said, in Yeridea Kufpei Hei, a lady that was mishamish shaloi b'shas vesta, that she's an oinus and ain sarach kapara. not him, not her. He brings down the panmiyers, like we brought before, that the panmiyer says in all these cases you don't need a kapara. I saw a very interesting thing in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Tes Simen Tes Vav, where he brings down a similar shaila, and the question was that in this situation, let's say there was the tefillin was found after it was missing an ois. So, do we consider the person to possibly never worn tefillin his whole life? Do we say that he's a karkafta, the loy mancha tefillin, and we know that it's a terrible oinus for such a person, and it's he loses out on a tremendous amount of schar, a person that wears tefillin every day. So the Shevet HaLevi declares that, how do we view such a person? Do we say that maybe he has no schar, but the Kapanu doesn't have an oinus? He dines back and forth, but he says a tremendous lashon there. He says, he did what he's supposed to do. He checked them. He tried to put on tefillin and he wasn't successful. And he actually did ma'asim to go and actually try to be mekayim the mitzvah. He put his tefillin on his hand and his head. The loynis battle kabalasa day mikra toyes. The yesh b'de geder choshev lasa im smitzvah. The loyalsa b'yada malav ki iluaso. So here we see an unbelievable thing. Oynis is command the Ovid. He brings down such a lashon from the Yerushalmi, legabe a person that did something, wasn't able to do something because he was an oynis. We consider it as if he did it. And here too, Hachanami benidon dinon command the Ovid bechalko. We look at it as if he had worn the tefillin, since he tried to wear the tefillin, he actually put on the tefillin, and it's considered not his negligence at all. So we view it ki'ilu, even in the mitzvah. In other words, till now we saw that an oinus takes away responsibility. But to say that an oinus means that he actually wore the tefillin, that's a much bigger chiddush. Of course, you could say he doesn't have the responsibility, he wasn't doing an avera. But to say that he gets the mitzvah, that the Shevet HaLevi is being ma'asiv, that since he tried to do the pula, so we're ma'ashivim kilu la'asayis mitzvah, chashiv la'asayis mitzvah, the person that tried to do a mitzvah, it wasn't done by yaday. We say that it's ki'ilu he did the mitzvah. The Torah is ma'ashiv it as if he had done the mitzvah. Of course, what's very difficult is the nusach that we say in Yom Kippur, in the Al-Chait, we say, Al-Chait shechatan lofanecha bein be'oynis v'ratzin, that we were chayte in front of you in oynis and ratzin. Now, the way we're saying, the Gemara seems to be saying, and the Paiskim are saying, Walacha, that an oynis is Rachman Patre, and he's not responsible at all for his act. So then why is it that we clap Al-Chait, that we were chayte lofanecha be'oynis v'ratzin? So, it's Yadua, various terutzim. Many of the machzorim bring down terutzim. My machzor has a teretz that says that he's an oynis on an avera. He's asking Hashem Baruch Hu forgiveness for a chait that he was chayte on an oynis that he should have taka given up his life for. He was Yahar Gval Yavar situation like Avarizar, Shvichazdam, Kilarayis, that a person has to give up his life even if he's oynis, even if they're forcing him, he still has to give up his life in that situation. And we clap al chait for that we didn't give up our life in a situation where we were oynis and we would have been mechuyev to give up our life. It's a bit far-fetched, but I guess in the Al-Chait we try to encompass everything. I once heard from Scheinberg Zichron Levracha that he said that when it says Al-Chait shechatan lefanecha be'oynis v'beratzin, what we're saying is not oynis, hilchus oynis, what people consider an oynis. Like, you know, the people that say, what can I do? I'm an oynis, I have to work on Shabbos, I'm an oynis. It doesn't mean he's an oynis, it doesn't mean that somebody has a gun to his head, but he means that he's, because of the circumstances that he's in, he really would rather not be doing this Aveira. I really not, what can I do? I was sitting around the group, I didn't want to look strange when they were all speaking Lashon Hara, so what can I do? I'm an oynis, it wasn't my fault. But he means in Lashon, when we say Al-Chait shechatan lefanecha be'oynis u'beratzin, we mean in the averes that we want to do and the averes that we'd rather not do. But it doesn't mean oynis in the halachic term, it means more in the colloquial term, terminology. The Pnei Aryeh, he says a different teretz to the Shail Al-Chait shechatan lefanecha be'oynis, he says that a person, Misha ya'onis chas v'shalom adavar, should build the efshel el-natzel. In other words, you can have a situation where a person's in a matzav of oynis, he is forced into a situation, they put the gun to his head, chalila, and tell him he has to eat this cheeseburger, so now he has a right to eat the cheeseburger, and he's mechuyev too, because of the mitzvah chayben, but now when he's thinking, this is his chance, he always wanted to eat a cheeseburger, so now he's doing it with an inner rotzen, so the maisa was thrust upon him, the oynis, but now his kavanas are berotzen, that's the case that we say, al chet shechatan v'necha be'oynis. The Pnei Aryeh says a different teretz, is that he's an oinus, maybe he shouldn't have brought himself to the situation, or he could have done certain tachbulas to bring himself out of the situation, or just simply megalglin choyv al yidei chayiv, that even an oinus gomer would require to a certain extent a kapara, because kanira, if he was brought lidei the situation, then obviously he has some type of fault, because we know there's a concept of megalglin schluss al yidei zakai, and megalglin choyv al yidei chayiv. The very big kasha on all of this, that which we say that an oinus is pater, is from the Mishnah in Trumas, and if you'd be more aggressive, you really can ask from Kimat the Gans Masech Tahorius. The Mishnah in Trumas speaks about a case of an Isha Shaisai Chelos Betruma, and she was a Kayin's wife, and she was eating Truma like she was allowed to, and her husband wasn't around, and they told her that her husband died, or her husband divorced, or something that she clearly could not have known about. Same thing with an Eved. An Eved, the Mishnah Trumas Perakhes Mishnah Aleph brings down an Eved, that Haya Oichel Betruma, above Amr Loi Meis Rabcha, your master died. Or he sold you to a Yisrael. So in all these situations, and you're eating the in that moment, the Isha or the Eved were eating Truma, and it was Noida. In such cases, let's say, he was found out that he was a Ben Grusha, he found out that he really wasn't a Kohen. In all these cases, Rabbi Yezer is Mechayev, Karen, V'chaymish. And this is Taka Brot La'Locha in the Rambam. And V'chayra, this is a direct affront to this premise of Rava, which is really Paskin Lalacha, that an oinus is pater. So in these cases, you have no greater oinus than these people. You have a lady that's eating truma, and she had every right to eat truma. She had every right to assume that her husband is still alive, or her husband didn't divorce her. So why isn't this included in oinus Rachmana Patre? And why do we find that she's Mechayev Karen and Mechayev the Chaimish? Why do we find that the Chaimish obviously is a payment for a kapara purpose? And more so, The Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yigimel, Lacha Aleph, brings down that, and again, like I said, you could sort of ask it a bit more aggressively on all of Hilchos Harias, is that anything that was paskened by a Hayrah of a Beis Din, that the Beis Din made a mistake, and Hayru Beis Din, Echad Men HaShvatim, Beis Din of the Shevet, or Beis Din of Klal Yisrael, that a certain chaylev was mutter, something that was really chayv kares, and that the Beis Din paskened its mutter. So the Rambam says, Oysa Beis Din putter, the Beis Din's putter, but anybody who ate this chaylev based on the psak of the Beis Din has to bring a chattis kvuyah, he has to bring a regular chattis. And v'chule, really can ask again, I'm asking in one case, but you can ask in many cases, in Harias, that the Beis Din paskins, and we know that there's full psukim in the Torah that say that when the Beis Din paskins, that something isn't a Avodah Zarah, that something isn't chaylev, and it winds up yes being chaylev, we know that there's an entire set of halachas, which are mechayev, definite kapara processes, karbonis, chatoyis, and whatnot, in order to be mechaper on the Aveira, which of course is again a direct stira to this whole concept that Oinus Rachmana Patrin. And this Shiloh is a very difficult Shiloh. I found in Noid Behuda and Yerodea Sim Tarivov, Dibra Matzal Vanils Daiti, he addresses the Shiloh, and Dibra Chayim in Yerodea Chelik Bey Sim Tzamaches, he also addresses the Shiloh. The Terutzim are very difficult, very, very Dachik Terutzim. The Noid Behuda says that he says the way he asked the Kashi, you see, with such an emphasis, L'chari Yifla, Lami Yischayev, Ayachab Zeh, Zavsha Bezdin, Pturinim, Layasa, Mikomach Ayachab Zeh, Mapashu, Machotoy, what do you want from the person? And the Lashon Noid Behuda, so eloquently, V'ein Lacha Oinus Gadol Mizeh, there's no greater Oinus than a person that did Alpi Ahiwas Bezdin. Said the Noid Behuda, Filo Oimim Al Yimin smile. Even if the Talmid Chachamim would come and tell you, your right is your left is your right. He has a mitzvah to listen to the Talmidei Chachamim. He has a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Din. If he would say, I'm not listening to the Beis Din, he could possibly be a Zakin Mamre. So how could you be Mechayev of a person in such a situation, a kapara? You would see from here that the mere fact that a person did an act, a pa'ula of Aveira, albeit that it wasn't his fault at all, would still require him to get a certain amount of kapara. This is the Shaila Neid Behuda asked. Neid Behuda goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. And his daiti, you have to be mechalik between a situation of somebody that acted al pi atoyis. When your act was done al pi atoyis, it's a mistake, that the Beis Din went and paskin something which was a toyis, and your act was based on a toyis, so then we are we connect it back to the toyis, and the hayrah of the Beis Din is mechayev a korban in this case, even though he's oinus, because he has to listen to the kol asher yerucha of the chachamim, but mikol makam, any oinus that comes based on a mistake of others, that the Beis Din were toyev by ra, is considered a shkaga. It's a very, very difficult concept. I saw the Mishnah Halachas in Chelek Hay, in the first tshuva over there, he says he's oymid mishtaymim, he doesn't understand. What does it mean? Heichan rinu zechet b'shoigig, and the other guy brings a korban. They're very difficult. Very difficult. Teretz. The Divrei Chaim says that perhaps the chilek is that he was efshel varer. He should have been mevarer perhaps more. And again, that's a little bit difficult, because then again, in the case of the Panim Iris, the Panim Iris is talking about a case of the 18 traces, that we're not mevarer, but certainly we could be mevarer, and if he would have been mevarer, he wouldn't have wound up eating the chicken. He would have realized it was treif. So you see that even in a case where it's efshel levara, but if it's not mechuyev to be mevarer, like in the case of a beis din paskening, or like in the case of the treifis, then mechayra, there shouldn't be a responsibility, and the person should be put there and not require a kapara. The Arch HaShulchan in Yerdeis and Mekupei Hei, Siv Chav Beis, also asks the Shaila, and he makes a chilek over there, Ayin Sham. I guess the most understandable chilek was that which I saw in the Ber Yitzchak, the Nevenezer, Simin Gimel, in Dibber Maschil, Velule, where he makes a chilek between if something is known, I'll call upon him by some people. In other words, his lashon is, Deloi noida isa l'shum adam, l'chein mikriyonis. When you have a situation where the avera is b'chlal not known by anyone, in other words, it's something that no one could have known, like the case of Psachim, that they shechted it and they found the treifa, which no one could have known. It's not something that was nizgala to anyone. Then such a case, that would taka be considered an oinus. Much in the case of the truma, where it was nizgala to people. So already at the time when the lady was eating the truma, or let's say in the case of the Haras Beisin, at the point where they were eating this chaylev, that had already been known by people in the veld that the hayra was mistaken, and that the chaylev would taka treif, so then it has on it a shame of an avera. Again, very, very difficult teretz, and chayra, it needs a further ian. It needs a further ian, a little bit. Just one more nekuda in Yoni Oynis, is what exactly goes into being considered an Oynis. Like we saw originally that many people say, I'm Oynis, it's not my fault, I was in this situation, etc. Of course, that wouldn't halachically be considered an Oynis, but what in halacha would be considered an Oynis? L'mashal, a person that acts out of behala, he's very nervous and he does something without thinking. You know, the cases that the Pais can talk about are the Goyim are running after him and he has to miyad hide his money, so he has to go and dig or of such in the ground to hide his money, which of course on Shabbos is aser, and even if he's doing it to save his money, everybody can't dig a hole in the ground to save his money on Shabbos. But the person was so boiled, he was so nervous about his money that he's going to lose his money, and he just wasn't thinking. When you do an avera without thinking, is that considered, what is that? Is that oinus? Is that amazed? We call it oinus, but is that in halacha, is that a status of amazed? Is it a shaygig? So it's interesting, the Taz in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, and Aruch HaShulchan over there in Sif Chavtes, say lashon that me'achash hu bol harbe al mamayne, since he's very boiled about his money, yichbe, he'll put out the fire. They're talking about a case of where a person who is boiled that his house is going to be burnt down, so he's going to put out the fire in a case where there's no pikuch nefesh, and he doesn't have a right to put out the fire. So lashon is he'll be boiled, and he'll be yichbe, but the Taz adds a word, bemezid. In other words, when a person is boiled and he acts out of behilus, out of not thinking, out of just emotion, out of not just purely worrying about his money, the act of kibui, the act of extinguishing in that case is considered amazing. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'tamat chacham shiyad adin, shalzul lifresh, beivrchai. Excuse me, the Aruch HaShulchan was in Kufpehe Sifchavtes. In the situation of Nida, when a person wasn't thinking and he was pirish, in a situation where he shouldn't have been pirish, so the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is the Talmud Chacham that knew the din, even though he was acting out of sheer tsar and bewilderment, he was confused and very upset, and he quickly did a certain act. Harei Mezid, who he's considered Mezid, and his lashon is Venira to Afim Mitnei Behala Lois Bainet. He wasn't thinking because he was pashit totally taken by shock and surprise. So Mamela, he totally got nervous and he acted based on that. Mikomalkam korbin l'shayach. Not that he doesn't need a korbin because he doesn't need a kapara, because the korbin is not enough. L'shayach, they ain't get a shaygig. He's not a shaygig. He's more of a mazid. So a person that acts out of a behala would be considered a kar of l'mazid, I suppose. He'd be more considered a kar of l'mazid. The Paiskim also discuss that which we find in the end of Parshas Shmini, that the Torah says, "Al tshaksu es nafshi seichem b'kol asher tasharitz like the tamu b'emvin meisim ba." And the Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Tes brings down that an avera is metantim leiv, and there's a concept known as timtum haleiv, which we all know that a person that does an avera, but specifically averas of tarfis and non-kosher foods, etc., cause a person to have a certain ruchniistic blockage of his ability to be kaila Torah and understand Torah, which is known as timtum haleiv. And this timtum haleiv is something that comes as a result of an avera. It comes as a result of an avera. And the achrayim discussed, the shayim, the achrayim already discussed, when a person ate non-kosher in a situation where he was an oinis gomer, is there timtum haleiv? Is timtum haleiv something that comes because of your negligence, that which you did an avera, it's your responsibility, so merely you caused timtum, or no? Anytime a person eats non-kosher, like in our example of the panamiris, the person ate treif. So even if you say he doesn't need a kapara, but does an oinus mean that so much so it's not his responsibility that not only doesn't he need a kapara, and we also saw that maybe it's considered he did it positively, he was putting on tefillin because he was a chayshav lasos mitzvah, but does it so much not connect itself to the person that it's as if it doesn't even go into his body b'chlal and there's no timtum haleiv, it doesn't create this ruchniyistik blockage? Or do we say no, it's like poison, it doesn't matter if it's your fault or not your fault, and maybe you don't need a kapara, but the metzias, it went in and the person will have this ruchniyistik chesaron. So it's yadua, the Rav Payalim has tshuvas based on Kabbalah in Chelik Dalet Yisaydi Shurim and Simen Vav, where he basically says a situation over there about a person that drank a drink and there was an ant in it or a bug in it, and it was b'chlal not his fault, it wasn't something that he had to check for, and there was no blame. And he writes tshuva that this case, the Ber Yitzmeya and the Basa Nevela, the Trefa, all these things are not metamtim. Even though it says metamtim, they're not metamtim. The kol davar aser v'tamei shayra kayach ruchni, etc. Amnam imhu oynis gomer en yedeh klam en iser, if it's b'chlal not his fault, so then b'kai govna, it doesn't create that tumah. That tumah is connected to avera. It's the avera that's metamtim, which is really the morale's lashin in Teferet Yisrael Perek Ches, that what is metamtim is not the metzias of the item, it's rather the avera's metamtim. So when there's no avera, there's no timtum. That's the sheet of the Rav Payalim. What's very, very difficult on the sheet of Rav Payalim is the Ramah, the famous Ramah. The Ramah says in Simen Pei Aleph, Ramah talks about Simen Pei Aleph, the Ramah says that a lady that has to nurse and she's eating tarfis for whatever reason, let's say she's has her own pikuach nefesh that she has to eat tarfis or whatever, but still you shouldn't let the baby nurse from such a lady and have some other woman nurse the child who isn't eating tarfis. And the reason given, the Ramah brings down, is because since the tarfis that goes into the woman, it has a connection to the milk that she gives over to the baby, that will also create a certain level of a timtum haleiv. In other words, timtum haleiv is not only the non-kosher food, but even something that which is a yotze of the non-kosher food, even that would create this kivyachol, this aspect of timtum haleiv, and therefore the baby shouldn't nurse from such a mother. So the Chasam Sofer and Ksuvis and Davkufa Mebeis and Debra Maskel Miu brings down that L'chayre, even if you'd say that Einish Rachman Patri says that it's a p'tur from the Einish, but you see in this Ramah that Timtum Alev there clearly is. There's no bigger Einish than this baby. This baby, of course, it's not his fault and he has to eat, and yet Afal Pikan we see it creates a Timtum Alev. So you see that even when it's not the fault of the baby, and it's not the fault, I guess, in the case of the treifas, it still creates a timtum haleiv, because timtum haleiv is dependent on metzias. It's not dependent b'chlal on your responsibility. You could make chalukim, one could maybe be b'chalik, and say that in a situation where the child could have gotten something else, and you didn't give the child a different food, and you gave him this food specifically, so maybe that creates timtum haleiv, but it's very difficult, because if timtum haleiv is dependent on the fault of the person, then you can make such chalukim. But like we're saying, chayra, we would say in this case that oynis rachmana patre is only a concept in the avera, but in the reality of eating a non-kosher food, chayra, there would still be timtum haleiv. I afterward found in Ruchan Knievsky has a sefer Orchas Yosher in Simon Yud Gimel, where he brings down somewhat of a middle ground. What's seen about Paiskim, we find in the Paiskim Shaf the Oynis, the Aver is Metamtim Lev. Even in the situation of Oynis, the Aver is Metamtim the Lev, it causes Timtum. And the Lashon of Rav Chaim, he brings in parentheses, is Elin Kena Yamachuyev Lasses Kay Mitzat Pekuch Nefesh, unless the person had to do it Al Pekuch Nefesh, that the schus of the mitzvah will be making a love Shleyazikla. In other words, there would be technically a Timtum Lev in all situations that a person ate non kosher, even Oynis and even Pekuch Nefesh, but Pekuch Nefesh, when he's doing that which he's supposed to be doing, so the mitzvah will offset the chiyuv of listening to the Torah's tzavah, eating the non-kosher in that case where it's a pekuch nefesh, so the schus of the mitzvah will offset the timtum alev.